share each other's woes, each other's burdens bear, and often for each other flows a sympathizing tear.
When we are called to part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
As we prepare to enter into our time of prayer, let me share with you joys and concerns that have come to our attention this past week. We begin with several joys. First, a birthday. Jane Malachowski celebrated her birthday on September 1st. And several wedding anniversaries. On September 2nd, Sally and Steve Jurinko celebrated their 53rd wedding anniversary. On September 7th, tomorrow, Barb and Don Fretz will celebrate their 68th wedding anniversary. On September 8th, Ruth and Den Elman will celebrate their 63rd wedding anniversary. And on September 11th, Sandy and Bob Taylor will celebrate their 55th wedding anniversary. Do the math, that's a lot of years married. Some concerns as well. We keep in our prayers the family of Ramona Derazian. Ramona, mother of David Derazian, passed away on September 1st at the age of 92. And we keep Connie May in our prayers as she anticipates cataract surgery this coming September 10th. With these joys and concerns in mind, I invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. Gracious God, as we enter into prayer, we are holding on to you, counting on you to hear our cries, to speak to us in the quiet, to reassure us of your closeness as we deal with all that life has heaped upon us during this challenging time. Out of necessity, our worlds, our bubbles, have become smaller than usual as we look out for those closest to us and feel the pain of those near and dear who are struggling. We pray for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, for those who are grieving the loss of jobs, the loss of connection, the loss of hope. Grant us strength beyond our own and compassion like that of your Son Jesus, as we seek to look beyond ourselves to bring comfort and hope to those who are hurting. Grant us courage to look beyond ourselves and our bubbles to see and address the pain that blankets our nation at this point in history, the pain of fear and injustice, of racism and violence. Everything is not okay. All of your children are not being treated in ways that honor you. The problems run deep, and not a one of us can single-handedly solve them, but we can take steps in the right direction. We can ask the hard questions of ourselves and of each other. We can listen more deeply to those who are crying out, demanding to be heard. We can acknowledge our complicity and seek to change what needs to be changed, starting with ourselves. So help us, God. We continue to pray for educators and students of all ages, needing to adjust and learn in ways that are unfamiliar and challenging to so many. We pray for parents trying to juggle work and family, for learners with special needs struggling to function against great odds, for teachers feeling pushed to the edge, dealing with limited resources yet longing to offer their students the very best possible learning experience. What at first we thought might be a sprint has turned into a marathon as we deal with the impact of this global pandemic. Sustain us, O God. Help us to discern what we need to hold on to and what we need to let go of. Help us to keep our sights set on you and to not lose heart as we take one day at a time, trusting you to show us the way, to pick us up when we falter, to carry us when necessary. God, we also pause now to dedicate the offerings that have come to St. John's in the course of this past week. We give thanks for the generosity of your people and for the funds that enable us to continue the good work you have called us to do as your church. Bless these gifts and the givers. May we always be good stewards of what you have entrusted to our care, good stewards of our resources, good stewards of our time, good stewards of our very lives. All of this we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
As we end our time of worship and you enter into whatever the remainder of your day might hold, know that the God, the Christ, who urges us to hold on to one another, is holding on to us. So may you go, knowing that you are surrounded by God's love, filled with Christ's peace, and led by the power of God's Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen.